Essay, Part 3, The Limitations of Freedom, by Gary Bassin. Many years ago, in a Tokyo taxi, the driver said to me, "The reason Japan is in such bad shape now is because the Americans taught us the word freedom, but they didn't explain the limits and responsibilities." Even though I answered at the time that we Americans hadn't really figured it out yet either, I often think about this taxi ride. In America, we are taught in school to think for ourselves, take responsibility for our actions, and to make a difference one person at a time. Can a country that didn't even have a word for freedom to start with quickly understand the concepts, limits, and responsibilities of the word? The first thing that happens when an oppressed people are set free is that they begin to mend and remake all that was lost during their oppression. Usually this is a group effort, and everyone gains strength together. But as a generation or two go by, freedom becomes a given, and therefore something not as valuable or possibly honored as before. Some people begin to take advantage of the system and try to get as much freedom for themselves as possible while depriving others of what they rightfully deserve. Without a concerted effort, the system begins to disintegrate and become disorganized. In Hawaii, as in Japan, there were and still are benefits for adopting the American concept of freedom and democracy. Countless opportunities for growth and betterment have been created, and many have prospered. But there is also the other side, the people that abuse the system or the ones that are just plain lazy. The current economic crisis in America has much to do with this same human cycle. The descendants of immigrants that escaped from Europe during World War II have no idea what their grandparents went through before they emigrated to America. These are often the people that believe in working less and making easy money. President Obama speaks often of what the meaning is to be American and to not forget the struggles of our forefathers. The only way to create better freedom and democracy is to combine efforts and make the world better for everyone. For all of us, freedom and democracy are important. What we must never forget is that there is a price for this freedom, and we all must work together to create and preserve it. Japan was once said to be a homogeneous society, but in reality, there are all kinds of Japanese with many different value systems. On a day-to-day basis, we all must hold true to the values of our own cultures and respect other cultures, while making it possible for others to do the same. We strive for a better life for ourselves and our families, while allowing others to do the same. Understandably, this isn't always easy, but the alternative is something I'm sure none of us would consider an option.